Hello, listeners, and welcome to the first episode of She Speaks Stories, where it is Julia Cyphers and myself, Katie Hawkins, co-hosting.
Yay!
We have taken the summer off, and now we are starting up again, and both Julia and I are military wives, so we're very used to change, and both of us, we grieve when we have to leave a certain duty station or, you know, situation. There's grief there and loss, but there's also excitement for the next adventure. So we really are just so sad to not have Susan and her laugh and all her visions and ideas. And of course we miss Portia and her velvety voice and her beautiful prayers, her deep wisdom. So we're grieving that, but we're also very, very excited for this new adventure. So Julia, some of our listeners maybe don't know too much about you if they haven't tuned into the different podcasts you've been on. So just tell a little bit about yourself.
All right. First, I'm super excited to be here because Katie Hawkins is so much fun. So it is a blast to co-host with her. I'm so happy. Okay. So some of you may be thinking, like Katie said, who is this Julia person? Hi, I'm Julia. I am married to my wonderful husband, Nick, who is an infantryman in the Army. I have four incredible children, Wesley, Molly, Drew, and Lorelai. And we are currently living in Virginia, which is another fun thing because Katie also lives in Virginia. So we're not quite neighbors, but we're close enough to visit, which is a blast for now. And it's fun because we're going to be here for a couple of years and we're getting some stability, which as military wives isn't always a guarantee. Sometimes we move around a lot. So all fun things. How do I know Katie? Well, I have known Katie literally since I was born because she and my mom were military wife friends, when I was born. So she's been in my life as long as I can remember. So then fast forward a little bit, I got wind of her starting this podcast and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to listen. Katie Hawkins is so fun. And she was. So I was one of the first fangirls of She Speaks Stories, giddy every time an episode came out and I could laugh with Susan and giggle with Katie and have so much fun, as a lot of you are too. Okay. So then we fast forward a little bit longer to 2019 and I was living in Germany with my family. My husband was stationed over there. And it was a dry season. And so I relied heavily on these episodes as a source of growth and spiritual challenge and the way that a church would sort of fill you that we hadn't really found overseas. So I connected even more with the podcast. And then when I heard about Story School, got connected there. And then Katie asked me to help lead her book launch when she wrote her book. And these are just like little steps along the way that God was reacquainting and connecting Katie and I. So then I began curating for the podcast where I talked to guests beforehand and had a blast talking with strangers and finding out their lives and where they came from and helping them create their lives into a story. So much fun. And then as we move forward, there were some gaps where they needed help with co-hosting. So I would sneak my way in and help Katie out with a few episodes here and there. Also fun. So God directed all.
Portia, didn't you co-host with Portia a couple
times? I think so. At the end there. Yeah. It was kind of, it was whenever there was like a little need, they're like, ask Julia. Could she do it?
Julia.
She would do it. And I happily was that jack of all trades for the podcast because I believe so strongly that stories do change lives. And these ladies are so much fun. So every part of the podcast was just, it was a blast. So much fun. Okay. So here I am doing what I love. I have a muchness for words and for chatting and for writing and sharing stories. So that is my new favorite thing. Isn't that great?
And I am just thrilled, Julia, that when Susan and Portia had to step back, you boldly said, absolutely, I will partner with you and we'll just carry on. Now, listeners, one thing that Julia and I love about change is you get to reformat. Like when you move in the military, you get a new house. Get rid of that old furniture you always hated anyway. Well, sometimes you have to repurpose, but, you know, and move things just in different places and organize and do things differently. And Julia and I both really enjoy that. So one of the reasons we're excited for this new season for the podcast is we have decided we're really going to do things quite differently. I don't want to say totally, because it's all about stories, but in the past, like the past 5 years, the stories that we would curate and hear from our guests usually included like the whole enchilada, like the whole story. Like, okay, where were you born? How'd you grow up? How'd you come to Christ? Then what are you doing now? And what is, you know, all this? So as you know, we would go on and on forever. Sometimes those episodes would be an hour, sometimes even longer. And we would say, we're going to be shorter, but we never were. Mm. Now, in this new season, what Julia and I have really thought through and come to understand is there are all kinds of different faith stories, and you don't have to tell the whole enchilada at once.
Right.
So we truly are going to make these episodes, hopefully, no more than 20 minutes, maybe, you know, give us some grace, maybe 25, maybe even 15, though. Because what we're going to do is ask each guest to tell just one type of faith story. So, Julia, explain what we mean when we say a type of faith story.
Okay, so Katie and I recently did a story workshop with North Star Women's Network, and that's sort of what really affirmed this idea in our minds of what these stories are. Hebrews 11:1 defines faith as faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
Hey friends, Julia here. Hey, did you know that She Speaks Stories has a newsletter? Yeah, we do. To subscribe to it, just head over to our website, shespeaksstories.com. We are also on socials, so you can find us on Facebook and Instagram by just searching She Speaks Stories. We post and share all kinds of fun things. So following us is a great way to stay connected and updated on all of that fun. We just love our story community, and we hope you can join in on the sharing of stories because, as you know, we say all the time, stories change lives.
And these three specific types of stories that we're like digging into are stories categorized by our faith in Jesus. So like Katie was saying, instead of going, well, this is when I was born and this is where I moved, our focal point is our faith in Jesus. And the story then is the rippling of that. So the first category is conversion stories. And that's when we met Jesus, the start of our faith. The second kind is a transformation story, which is our faith pivoting our choices and changing us. So just like the word transformation, you're becoming something new because of your faith. And then the third is affirmation stories, when our faith is reaffirmed because we see Christ at work in our lives. And these three stories are sort of what the podcast has been saying all along. We just hadn't categorized them as such, but I think in seeing the three categories, we're going to be able to take snippets instead of the whole shebang. It'll be a little this is an affirmation story example. And that will enable us to have shorter episodes, maybe a little bit dynamic takeaways, stuff like that. Okay. So the first section is the conversion stories. Katie, do you want to give your example of what a conversion story is?
And truthfully, Julia and I are these first couple episodes, we're just going to give our own kind of personal examples of each one of these types of stories. And then when we have guests on it, you know, they obviously, if they're Christians, they have a conversion story and they can share that one in one episode. And then if they've been walking with the Lord any amount of time, they are going to have a transformation story and an affirmation story, if not a ton of them. So they could share one of those in another episode. So you might hear the same guest, but just on different episodes and with a different focus. Okay. I am going to share my conversion story with you, the shortened version. Okay. The very short version is, I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Okay. Now that is very personal because I think there was some famous lyricist that actually wrote that. But truly, that is a good outline for a conversion story. If any of you listeners are thinking through what would be my conversion story, that's a good outline. Every good story has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And so I once was ... and then ... and now. So on that outline, I'm going to give you the quick version of my conversion story. I once was lost. I was raised in a beautiful family, lots of love. We went to church very, very faithfully. And I knew all about God, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit. We prayed, we went to church. But when I hit my teen years and young adult years, I really wanted to run with the fast crowd and care more about being cool and just having fun than I cared anything about God. So I truly was just a big partier, kind of wild, kind of crazy. But I will tell you, even though I had a lot of fun, there were times where I felt so empty and lost. And like, wow, is there more to life than this? And so I got a job teaching for the Department of Defense down in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And while I was there, my brother Tommy, back in the States, he had just gotten radically in love with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so when I came home at Christmas time for a 2-week vacation, Tommy started telling me all about Jesus Christ, who he really is. Now, I had had people along the way plant all kinds of seeds and ideas about Jesus Christ, particularly some Irish nuns that I taught with right out of college. And yes, this was during a wild and crazy phase. And yet I was teaching with these nuns, and one in particular, so beautiful. And she loved Jesus. She loved the word. And she was so kind to me and patient. And she would talk to me about Jesus and how real he was. And I saw how much he had impacted her life and made her this beautiful person. And yet I thought, well, yeah, you're a nun. Aren't you married to Jesus? Like, so you have that relationship with him, but that's not for normal. I mean, normal people. I mean, she was normal, but you know, that's for nuns and priests. That's not really for your regular person, especially when I'm out smoking, drinking, and dancing around and all that. Yeah. However, seeds all along the way, and there were more. But I'm telling you the short version. So Tommy, we talked for 2 weeks on and off about who Jesus Christ really is, why he came, etc. I get back on the plane to go back to Cuba and I prayed, God, please show me. If Tommy is a nut, show me that. I do not want to get into some kind of cult or weirdness or be weird. But if he's right, this is radical. I want to know. And I got back to Cuba and somebody, and I to this day do not remember who, but somebody gave me a book called More Than a Carpenter by Josh McDowell. And he was asking the same kind of questions. He knew Christians. He thought they were weird, but he wanted to investigate. He did. And then he wrote a book about his findings. It was very logical, very clear. And at the end was a very simple prayer. I prayed it. And that is the and then part of my conversion story. I once was wild and crazy. And then different people shared the gospel, but Josh McDowell solidified it with a very clear presentation that Jesus Christ is more than a historical figure. He was more than a carpenter. He was way more than just a good man and a prophet. He was God coming to earth to save us. And we are sinners in need of being saved. I got it. I believed it. I prayed it. And then, I mean, that was the end then. Yeah. And then the rest of the story, met a handsome Marine, married him. And he loved the Lord too. And throughout the rest of those years, I had all kinds of encounters with Christ because obviously your mind is not completely transformed once you're converted. And conversion and satisfaction in him are not synonymous. Yeah. So I had lots of trials. I had lots of sorrows. I had lots of struggles, but lots of transformation stories and tons of affirmation stories. But we'll save those for another episode. Now, Julia, your conversion story, way different than mine, very short, but you have an affirmation story that goes along with it. So you jump in and give an example to our listeners.
Okay. Well, first off, I love your story because I think it shows, like you're saying, the need and importance of many seeds. So it's always important to share your story because you don't know what seed is going to be the one that takes, and that those many little seeds sometimes are what enables that person to finally come to the Lord. So love that. Okay. So yeah, my story is a lot shorter. Here it goes. Ready for this? I was 5 years old and I asked Jesus into my heart. Yep, that's it. There that is go. My story.
I once was four and then I was five and then Jesus came in my heart. The end.
Right? Okay, so this can feel very pointless and silly and not worth sharing because you were five and then you asked Jesus. But okay, here's the thing. I'm not the only person I know that has a story. I was raised in the church. I had parents that loved Jesus, that demonstrated who he was and what he was about. So it was such a natural thing for my five-year-old brain, heart, mind to accept that concept and to go, yeah, I'm about this. This works for me. But as a five-year-old, was I fully ready for all that is faith? No, absolutely not. I had the five-year-old container size for my faith story. So I feel like there are opportunities for us people that have these smaller, less dramatic conversion stories to have room for epic affirmation and transformation stories. One of mine is when I was 15, I went on a missions trip. And before we would go, we had some time training in the middle of the United States in a cornfield. And so I'm sitting there on my little, it was like one of those, not quite a stool, but you like a tent stool that you pull out. Not very good for your back. Even as a 15-year-old, I remember thinking like, okay, here we go. Right. Really uncomfortable. So I'm sitting there with my Bible during our quiet time. And I remember thinking, What am I doing? Why am I here? Most of my friends were definitely not doing things like this. They were having a good time. They're 15, you know, you're young and fun. So as I'm asking this question, a breeze blew and flickered the pages of my Bible to the passage that says, "Feed my sheep." And I remember being like, whoa, okay. I literally asked a question from my heart to God, and he answered it by physically helping me read his word in a passage that related to the why I'm here. And I remember the question hitting me, am I meeting Jesus? Is this who he is? He is not this random person that I heard all the Bible stories since I can remember, all the things that were in my brain, but it developed the next phase of my faith that was like, okay, here, it's just me and Jesus alone together in this cornfield. He met me there. He was with me. And that ignited my faith because it was about him and I in our personal relationship. It wasn't just the belief or just the knowledge. It was me and Jesus. My faith has been affirmed many more times. And I like to consider it like a ladder with rungs. So each time I get a little bit closer, I'm climbing another rung where my faith grows. I didn't have the break free from a drug addiction and become a pastor kind of pivotal story, which are great and awesome and make impacts too. But I have a smaller, steady pacing story of me climbing closer to my Jesus. And I feel like that can be just as impacting and relatable. So I want to encourage you guys, don't let that whisper of your story doesn't matter. It's boring. It's ordinary. Get you from stopping sharing your stories. Because when I hear people tell similar stories to me, it affirms my faith. It makes it valid. It makes me feel like, okay, me too. We're not alone in that. And the joy of that connection in our, you know, relating to one another is so important. So,
Julia, I love that. And I remember one of my daughter-in-laws said to me when we first started the podcast, and I don't know, we had like 5 or 6 guests in a row on that had off the charts crazy stories. And I remember my daughter-in-law saying, yeah, I haven't really been listening lately because I can't relate to any of those stories. I haven't adopted 17 children over in Africa when I was 17. I wasn't the child of a polygamist with 30 brothers and sisters and my dad murdering people. Some of the big stories. Now, those big stories, like you said, they're important and they make an impact. And you're like, wow. But your story is just as important. And listeners, we're going to tell you in the next episode a challenge we're going to throw out there for all of you. But all we're going to end with today is your story matters. Your conversion story, your affirmation stories, your transformation stories, they might be big and dramatic. They might be as small as wind blowing through a cornfield, but they matter and they can give others hope and courage and draw others closer to the Lord. And that's what changes us.
Yeah. Stories change us. And it does. It also brings glory to God. And I feel like that's the other big part. We're here to encourage and support each other, but we're also here to bring glory to God. So when you do share those stories that he wrote for you, you're giving him so much glory. And I love that.
There you go. And we're out of time.
Okay.
Believe it or not, we're trying to keep an eye on the clock. And we love you, listeners. Tune in a couple of weeks for the next episode of our new series about sharing faith stories. We love you. Bye.
Bye.